ask us to ask you why the Montrose Memorial didn't play more.
Tough questions first, huh? No, you know, we had several packages for him, and we never got back to those packages because of the state of the game and the way the game went. It wasn't an oversight or anything like that. We had several specialized packages for not only he but some other players, and one of the other guys got dinged in the game, so we had to exit that package. We had to kind of put to the shelf and et cetera. So hopefully we'll do better this week.
Obviously, there was the one play where he almost had the sack, but when he was on there, how do you think he did?
You know, I thought he played with good energy. You know, we wished he would have capitalized on that one sack. I can tell you the number he had, and so out of that number of plays that he had, which was about 10 to 12, okay, he only had the minus on that missed sack. So, I mean, there are good things to come, I believe, from him.
Were the big plays people just missing assignments, or was it, people trying to do too much? Or
a little bit of both. It was some missed assignments, and it was a little bit of them trying to do too much, trying to help another guy when they really should have got tighter to their coverage. And so, like the first touchdown, I can't explain. I haven't seen two guys running each other like that. And so it was just a comedy of errors. But yes.
Did you like the fact that maybe your new secondary affords you to blitz some guys that you weren't in the past? Like it seemed like Thurman was coming on a few blitzes, and maybe that you didn't have that opportunity to maybe blitz some of your secondary as much last year.
We think that we have the ability to bring a lot of different people now that, with the guys that we have. So we're going to try to explore that more and more. And definitely we have that the capability to do that, and we will try to do that.
In the past, when the sacks were a couple of zones, teams could say, well, we got the quarterback on this spot. Now, with so many mobile quarterbacks, do you have to get the sack?
Yeah, I mean, I think the quarterbacks have done a better job of using their mobility. For instance, we're playing Carson Palmer this week. He's not known as a scrambler, but he is a 4-7 guy that he made a big play on Monday night getting out of the pocket, got a critical first down. And I just think that quarterbacks today are just more athletic, and they're using their legs more, and it causes a problem for the defense.
How do you combat that? How does defensive linemen have to combat that? Other teams get sacks.
Sure. No. I mean, obviously you have to win some one-on-ones. Obviously, that's the main thing. The fifth thing is you got to fill up some of those gaps. That's what you try to do. That try to get the fifth guy involved, and then you can also use a spy at times for the really athletic and mobile quarterback. But the quarterbacks, they pick and choose. It's a chess game. Based on down and distance, if they think they can run and get that down and distance, then if you have the spy, you're the smarter team. If it's a third and four or something of that nature and you don't have a spy on them, they feel confident that they can pick up 4 yards, before you can get to them. So it's a little bit of a chess game, so to speak, that I see right now that we're playing with the quarterbacks.
Aside from the early touchdown, how do you feel about the way Dominique
Cromartie?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. When you said Dominique, I called him DRC. Okay. I thought he had a rough go after the early touchdown, and then Calvin made a really nice catch on an out cut, and I thought he competed for the ball on that, and I thought he competed throughout the game. It was easy for him, or it was easy to say, hey, he could get frustrated and not compete, but he made a nice play down the red zone and pulled one out on him. Calvin really had a good day. But I thought Dominique competed well, after that first touchdown. I was not disappointed in that, in that he didn't hang his head. He went out. He kept challenging himself to do better. He beat him on a slant route. We zero pressured. He beat him on a slant route. He tried to quick jam him at the line of scrimmage, Calvin got away from him. I think that was for 24, and Dominique ran him down, tackled him. And really, he could have used better judgment on that particular that style of defense that we were playing in order to play it better. So he will learn and he will get better from that.
Sorry.
Does the results give you any reservations to move him around and follow guys, especially with the way Prince played on the other side?
No, I thought Prince played extremely well. I thought Prince competed extremely well, and I have no reservations putting either one of those guys on him. We just went into the ball game for a number of different reasons with that combination. In that ball game.
I mean, you can look at the stats and say 400 yards given up, 35 points. But I mean, do you see other things that are encouraging?
Oh, I saw some very encouraging things. As we looked at it, from missed assignments, people trying to help and do too much, we probably gave up about 167, okay? We could tackle better, okay? That's another 36, okay? So if we can correct those things there, okay, and play better together as a defensive unit and as a secondary, then yes, there are some encouraging things there. You know, we did a good job, I thought, in the run game. I expected us to force some more turnovers, and that's going to be an emphasis, and that's always been an emphasis. But you can improve from week one to week two, and we want to improve from, our first outing.
Was that something you were counting on going into that game? Because it's not like the Lions were known for being able to protect the football. It's actually been the opposite. So they were pretty impressive in what they did about, holding on to it. Were you kind of counting on that in terms of what you're going to be able to force in the game?
Yeah, we thought we could be able to force some turnovers, and we thought we would be able to create some field position, for our offense and for our football team, through the turnover game. And they were very impressive. I my hat's off to them. They did a fine job in protecting the football, and 81 had a monster game.
What did you see from JPPM? I know he was hurt part of the time, but I mean, he's coming out off two seasons where he's hurt a lot. How did he look to you?
He flashed. He flashed some old JPP at times. There was a one run play where he went right down the line of scrimmage and he scooped the guy up. He played with some power and strength before he got hurt. He had really good energy before he was dinged, okay? And so you could feel his presence out there. And then I was very pleased that he came back into the ball game and finished the ball game. You know, it was as effective before as he was when he wasn't dinged. I can't say he was as effective, and you couldn't feel his energy as much as you did before he was dinged, but I think the mental part of him going back out saying, oh yeah, I can do this, I thought that was encouraging.
With Mathias and Robert Ayers, are they situational when they flip in and out, or do you almost kind of ride the hot hand with one of those two?
No, we ask them to play hard, play fast, okay, and then if they need a blow, then we'll rotate them. And so we kind of rotate them sometimes by series. Sometimes we have different packages for them, okay, based on, what some of our calls are. So it's not rocket science, or it's not, anything that's this guy does this. We just have some different ways that we rotate them.
Did you get what you thought you were going to get out of Beeson? And are you concerned now that he wasn't able to go back out there today in practice, or is that just part of the process getting ready again for Sunday?
We really didn't know how much we could get, out of John, because that was his first game. And like, if you're in a preseason game, our starters normally play, 15 to 19 plays, okay? So he is in excellent condition, but he's in the condition where the trainers have been working with him, and he hasn't played, a lot of snaps of football. So we weren't real sure about how many plays he could play, how long he could go, all that type thing. I thought he was rusty initially because you have to play the game. But then I thought he got into the groove and he played better as the game went on. I think he played maybe 45 snaps, so that was probably exceeded what we thought he could do.
Do you expect him to have on Sunday?
I wish I could answer that question with a definitive. That's a question for Tom and the trainers. But I'm banking on having it. Okay, if I had to answer that question, I'm banking on having him, but you have to ask Tom and the trainers.
How disappointing was it not to have Kennard get hurt early?
Knocked us out of some packages, it was, when that occurs and you have a 53 and a 45 man and you build some different things and some different looks that you want to get into, then you have to go to plan B, or either, wipe out that particular thing that you would like to do. And I think he didn't play very many plays before he had the hamstring. So, that's the breaks of the game.
Just to get back to Moore for a second, you said he had the one negative play that he graded out on.
That's the one that stands out in my mind the most, yes.
Up until that moment, though, it was probably a positive play, right?
Yeah, I mean, he had positive plays, you know, yes.
But I mean, the stem of that play until he missed would have graded out as a very positive
play. Oh, it
play.
Would have, yes, because it would have been a sack, yes,
yeah.
No doubt.